This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Monday, the 23rd of May. Doubt has been cast over Boris Johnson's claims that he was unaware of rule breaking in Downing Street, as images are released of him at a gathering. ITV, which obtained the photos, claim they show the Prime Minister at a leaving do on the 13th of November 2020, during the second national lockdown. The Prime Minister can be seen raising a glass in front of a table covered in wine bottles. In December last year, Mr. Johnson was asked about this event in the Commons by Labour's Catherine West.
Will the Prime Minister tell the House whether there was a party in Downing Street on the 13th of November?
Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no, but I'm sure that whatever happened, the guidance was followed and the rules were followed at all times.
Downing Street did not respond to this particular set of photographs, but said police had reviewed all relevant evidence. It comes as Downing Street conceded its staff organised a controversial meeting between the Prime Minister and Sue Gray over the weekend. That's despite a series of denials. Thangam Debonair is Labour's shadow leader of the House of Commons. She told John Pienaar on Times Radio Drive that the full Sue Gray report must now be released without delay.
I mean, I think the main development here is that the meeting, you know, has been discovered, and it has been discovered that Number 10 initiated. It really is quite extraordinary that after everything that's happened, they would try and put more obfuscation around this scandal. We have a Prime Minister who has now presided over a regime where there have been over 100 fixed penalty notices. I'm almost losing count now. At the address that he presides over, it's the single most fined address.
36 additional cases of monkeypox have been detected in England, bringing the total number of cases to 56. The first case in Scotland was also discovered this morning, bringing the total number of UK infections to 57. The former Conservative MP, Imran Ahmed Khan, has been jailed for 18 months at Southwark Crown Court after he was convicted of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old boy in 2008. Khan was expelled from the Conservative Party after he was found guilty last month. His resignation as an MP has triggered a by-election in Wakefield, West Yorkshire. And a 21-year-old Russian soldier has been sentenced to life in prison for killing an unarmed Ukrainian civilian. Vadim Shishimarin, a tank commander, pleaded guilty to fatally shooting the 62-year-old man on the 28th of February. This is the first war crimes trial since the start of the Russian invasion. Inosovsin is a member of the Ukrainian parliament and deputy head of the Voice Party.
Well, it's the first example of us doing the justice. He confessed. It was a rather rapid trial. He got life sentence for killing an unarmed civilian. So I think that is a fair judgment by our judge. And we hope many more are coming.
And you can get more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
Yes. How would that go in the booth?
Badly. Go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.